proclamation number 2175 dated the December 5th, 1941. Eruptions are an act of liberation for the spiritual substances bound in the solid form. Endless times have passed by already and endless times will still pass by until the spiritualization of that which is the fundamental substance of creation will be completed. This process is so inconceivably laborious and requires such an infinitely long time because the initial resistance of the spiritual substance cannot be forcibly broken, but it is to decide to surrender it voluntarily, and therefore it cannot be interfered with to speed up the process. Only the exertion of exceptionally hard pressure can weaken the spiritual substance's will of resistance. Hence the consistency of the visible creations appear to be almost indestructible in their initial stages and their disintegration is only possible again through violent events. Such violent disintegrations only take place through God's will when the spiritual substance has become so compliant that it no longer requires the insufferable state of constraint. Then God will loosen its restraints, and the previously hard form will disintegrate and reshape itself into new external forms, but they no longer signify such a painful state for the spiritual substance. Every violent breakdown of a formerly solid form is an act of liberation for the bound spirit within. At the same time, however, creations which shelter more mature spiritual substances will also become subject to change. For the forcible disintegration of a hard substance is a process which is felt by all spiritual beings far and wide. It is not a gradual decay but an elemental eruption of the spiritual substance which is momentarily granted freedom by God and which it uses in order to burst that which keeps it bound. Such eruptions entail momentous changes for those creations which are affected by the destruction. All spiritual substances, including those already further developed, dispose of their old form in this way, unite with other released spiritual substances and take abode again in a new external form, depending whether these spirits are willing to fit in with the serving task. And thus through such violent disintegration the spiritual substance is induced to carry out a serving activity again, which signifies a relaxation from its previous constraint for the spiritual substance. This is why every forceful breakdown involves liberation, i.e., further development for the spiritual substance bound in the form, and is joyfully welcomed by it. It is only a sorrowful event for the spirit during the lost stage of development, for it deprives this spirit of any further prospect of development on earth and therefore triggers dread and horror if it didn't make use of its lost abode in the form while it had the opportunity. Yet such eruptions are necessary for the sake of the immature spiritual substance which cannot be released from its solid form by any other means. For as soon as it decides to be of service after an infinitely long time of resistance to God, it will also be granted the opportunity to do so by God. Amen.